ओम शांति अव्यक्त इंग्लिश अव्यक्त मुरली ऑफ अव्यक्त बाप दादा ऑफ 19th September 1975. Today at Amrit Vela, Bap Dada went on a tour of all the service places and so he will relate the news of that too. What did he see? In order to give comfort to the souls and in order to celebrate a meeting and in order to have a heart-to-heart conversation. And while putting the things in their heart in front of Dilaram Baba, the comforter of hearts, all the spiritual children were giving themselves the blessing of remaining double light and they were also receiving this blessing. Some children were stabilized in the stage of world benefactors and were giving blessings. And the great donation of all the powers received from the Father to all the souls. Baba saw three types of result. First were those who take. Second were those who were celebrating a meeting. And third were those who received and then gave. That is, those who were earning an income. He saw three types of children everywhere. After seeing all of this, Baba saw the children in their form of godly students. Each one, as a student, was going to his or her spiritual world university with a lot of zeal in order to study the godly knowledge. All were engaged in their study number-wise according to their efforts. The spiritual and splendor at each service center was individual to the center itself. There were also three types of students. One was those who simply listened to everything, that is, those who remained happy just listening to everything. The second was those who listened to everything and merged it within themselves. And the third was those who became knowledgeful the same as the Father and were making others the same. After seeing this, Baba saw the third stage, the stage of a Karam Yogi. What did he see in the third stage? First were those who were the lotus flowers, second were the spiritual roses, and the third was a variety of flowers. In that variety, the majority were sunflowers. When they were personally in front of the Sun of Knowledge, they were in full bloom. But when they stepped away from the Father, the Sun of Knowledge, instead of flowers, they became buds. That is, their form and color changed. What were the lotus flowers doing? While performing all tasks, while coming into relationship with their all contacts, they were detached and also remained loving to the Father. While performing deeds amid the atmosphere under an impure influence and amid the vibrations of souls with different attitudes, they had the stage of equanimity in both karma and yoga. Amidst all types of upheaval, they were stable. But how many such souls were there? About 25%, and in that too, the majority were Shaktis. The Pandavas may be wondering why. Baba will also relate the speciality of Pandavas. Just have a little patience. There is also praise of the Pandavas, the equals of the father of the Pandavas. Who were the spiritual roses compared to the lotus flowers? The spiritual roses are those who are constantly stable in their spiritual state and who look at others with a vision of spirituality. Those who constantly see others as a jewel on the forehead. Together with this, with their stage of spirituality, they constantly, that is, at every moment, have the pure thought of making other souls spiritual. Through their own awareness, vision and attitude. That is, at every moment they move along as yogi and serviceable souls. Bap Dada only saw a few such spiritual roses spread around the whole garden. It was a very small percentage. Out of the variety of flowers, the first 10% were sunflowers. The second quality was of seasonal flowers. Every season has a particular type of flower that is very beautiful and very colorful, and it has the beauty and the sparkle of that season. They increase the show of the garden. Bap Dada saw many such colorful seasonal flowers. He saw the color and the form was of Brahma, Kumar and Kumari, and the color was of knowledge. So there was the color and the form, and they lacked spirituality. The fragrance of spiritual vision and attitude was almost nil. Because of the season, they would come into bloom slightly for a short time, and after that short time, they would appear to have wilted. They would not be constantly be the same. The majority was of such colorful flowers that only bloom according to the season. At the present time, the practice of having a spiritual attitude and a vision is absolutely essential. 75% are weak in the practice of this spirituality. The majority definitely become attracted to the attractions of one type of matter or another. Either persons or objects definitely influence them at some time or the other and keep them under their control. In that too, they become very distressed in the spinning of the thoughts of their mind. Because of this distress, they become disheartened with themselves. In fact, if Brahmin souls have a vision or attitude of vice in their thoughts, that is, if they are looking at the skin or if they have sinful feelings towards a body, then those who have such feelings come in the list of those who are the greatest sinners. In Brahmin life, the biggest sin or the biggest stain is of having such feelings of vice. A Brahmin means one who has the blessing of a divine intellect. Those who have divine intellects and the blessing of divine eyes cannot touch a skin or the bodies with thoughts in their intellects or with their divine eyes or with their vision for even a second. The pure thought and interaction for divine intellects and divine eyes are the pure thoughts. If you let go of the food of pure thoughts and take impure food, that is, if you become influenced by your thoughts, then those who have such impure food are called impure souls. That is, they are the greatest sinners, the ones who commit suicide of the soul. Therefore, constantly try to protect yourself from the thought of committing that greatest sin. Otherwise, you will have to experience punishment for that great sin in a very severe form. Therefore, have a divine intellect and be one who constantly has a pure diet. Do you understand? What speciality was seen in the Pandavas? They are hard working in the service. They have planning intellects. They are tireless and even ready at every moment on the stage of service. The majority that come into the field of the service are Pandavas. The Pandavas are ahead in this speciality, and in return for this service they are continuing to move along with the courage and enthusiasm. The Pandavas stay amid the vicious vibrations a lot more than the Shaktis do, and this is why while staying in such an atmosphere they remain loving and detached. For this success they receive more marks than Shaktis. However, use this lottery a lot more, that is, take such golden chances a lot more. So you have now heard the news of today's tour. Acha, to such sensible souls who understand through signals, to those who have a pure physical and subtle diet, to those who constantly have elevated interaction and who have benevolent feelings for the world in their every thought, to such world server souls, Bap Dada's love, remembrance and namaste. And we spiritual children give a lot of love and remembrance, namaste, to Bap Dada. Om Shanti.